Hey, Tim here. Got the podcast number three for you. Start out with question number one. Identify and describe the incident, including the who, what, when, where, and why. Well, I think that the instance I want to talk about is between me and an employee of the Boys and Girls Club at Rotary, and I guess what it was is we just started talking about sort of where we grew up and how he'd grown up in the Central District area and how I'd grown up on the plateau and how different that was for us. And the when would be this occurred about 2 weeks ago in the gym. That's the where of the Rotary Club. And it just sort of took place because he could tell that I was feeling a little bit out of place and didn't know quite what to do, and he just sort of chatted me up a little bit, and we started talking about our backgrounds. And I guess the next question is describe your role in the incident. And we just started talking, and one thing that sort of came up was the fact that I've never ridden a bus. I've, like, always had a car, always had a parent or a nanny or someone to drive me. And he's like, you've never ridden the bus? I started riding the bus alone when I was, like, 10. And I just couldn't believe that. I think that really shows some the differences in the backgrounds of the people that I'm working with since he used to be a kid at the Rotary Club. The next question is, analyze the incident with an emphasis on listening to and speaking for others. What was your understanding of the incident at the time, what's your understanding now? I think that this incident really does emphasize the listening to and speaking for others, seeing as I need to listen to these kids, and in this case, the man that was working there, and consider that their backgrounds when speaking for them, since I had such a different upbringing on the east side as compared to the Central District. And so my understanding of the incident at this time is that, oh, I guess that would be it. It's just that I need to focus on the backgrounds of the kids that I'm working with and how to speak for them and speak with them and not for them. And I don't really plan to respond to this incident because I really just think it was a learning opportunity for me to see how different cultures and backgrounds differ, especially compared to someone who grew up in the Central District as compared to me who grew up on the plateau. Finally, given this incident, talk about what you have learned about your own service learning practices. Again, speaking with, not for, understanding different cultural backgrounds, all of that, which I mentioned in my first podcast and second as something that I was worried about as affecting how the kids at the Boys and Girls Club would accept me. That's it. Thank you for listening. That's podcast number three.